The Birdcage by Marcia Willett. Read by June Barry. Prologue. The child, waking suddenly and finding herself alone, sat up anxiously amongst the makeshift bed of cushions and rugs. She could hear her mother's voice, echoing oddly, now loud, now quiet, a murmuring duet with a deeper voice, flaring and dying so queerly that she scrambled to her feet and went out into the passage. Small, tousled, without her shoes, she hurried along until she emerged into a looking-glass world, where painted gardens ascended into cavernous, shadowy places, a flight of stairs revolved gently away, and walls drifted silently apart. A cluster of lights, perched aloft, lit up an interior as neat and bright as a doll's house room, with cardboard books on painted shelves and shiny plaster food set upon the small table. Almost, she expected Hunka Munka to appear. Standing quite still, just beyond the circle of light, a draught shivering round her legs, she watched her mother, who talked and smiled and stretched her hands to someone whose arm and shoulder, clad in severe dark cloth, could just be glimpsed. But before she was able to run to her, a sudden surging roar pinned her in the dark corner. As it beat up, swelling, then receding dizzily about her head, she squared her mouth to cry out in fear. And then there were people all about her, lifting her, soothing her, carrying the small struggling figure away from the woman who remained on stage as the curtain rose and fell again and again. She yelled aloud in panic as she was borne off.
"Angel!"
she shouted, but her voice was lost in the backstage bustle, and she cried out again.